Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio. And I welcome Victor Davis Hanson, my colleague from the Hoover Institution, who is going to help me understand a crisis that was always here, but during the second half of the Trump administration, it seemed to have an answer. That is, the number of people arriving at the U.S. border without particular plans, but ambition to come to the United States as refugees seeking shelter from deprivations in Central America, especially the triangle, Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, walking all the way through Mexico. The Trump administration initiated several changes, not the least, of course, was the building of the wall, but to discourage people from trying at the border without adequate resources. The Trump administration also dealt with those three countries I've named and others, and dealt with Mexico to find a remedy for these people who are without resources as they reach the U.S. border, often with bad information about what can happen to them into the future. There is also the complication of unaccompanied children, defined by Homeland Security as anyone under 18. Victor, a very good evening to you. The Homeland Security Secretary, the new one, Alejandro Mayorkas, at this point, is not offering a remedy for what we're seeing at the border. To your understanding of the immigration story, have we seen this before, or is this an unusual event that's going on now, the increasing numbers? Good evening to you, Victor.
Good evening. It's an unusual event by a number of criteria, John. The numbers are astounding so quickly during the Biden administration. It's just ballooning out of control. So we haven't seen these numbers in 20 years, but what's even more eerie about it, we've never seen an administration say, we want you to come. And I'm quoting almost literally Joe Biden's first remarks to Mr. Stephanopoulos and then Mr. Mayorkas saying, we want you to come, but not quite now. Give us time. In other words, we don't mind that you're breaking U.S. immigration law in a time of a pandemic. It's just that we don't want the media and our opposition to be paranoid about your arrival because it's going to be so abrupt and so large. But give us time and more insidiously we'll break the law and allow you in the country. And I don't think I've ever seen that explicitly delineated like that. And then the second thing that's new, I can't remember, John, when governments in Latin America opposed the United States for taking their citizens. That usually it's just the other way around. They encourage people to leave so they can get remittances, and whatever collateral damage is done to the United States, they kind of laugh it off. But Mexican President Obrador, kind of in a backhanded slap, maybe, he said about Joe Biden after they had worked out those careful protocols to let force refugees to stay in their home countries before they were granted asylum. They had to apply from their home countries. He said, you know, Biden is the migrant president. Ha-ha, but he doesn't want cartels and smugglers to piggyback on this or to exploit it or people to traipse through his country. And then we had the El Salvador president, Mr. Bukele, say, you know, we don't want to lose another 2 million El Salvadorians. So I guess what I'm saying is that this administration, I think was virtue signaling their progressive fides with the expectation nobody would really take that lack of deterrence up, and they did. And now even their supposed allies don't want anything to do with it. They can't even come up with the word crisis. That's a taboo vocabulary.
We have a report that there were 97,000 arrests of migrants crossing the border illegally, is the report, in February, which is the highest number since 2019. Is this about the election, Victor? Is this about something that happened? Because they didn't start yesterday. They've been planning this for some time. 97,000.
Well, somebody printed T-shirts because there are media videos of hundreds of them wearing Biden T-shirts. And the expectation was that as soon as the evil Donald Trump was gone, the restrictionist president, they would start arriving. And what was tragic about it was that it wasn't just that Trump was able to close the border to illegal immigration. It took him 3 years with federal lawsuits, with opposition from Democrats, with confusion, and finally he worked out a very viable system of the wall, over 400 miles of new and renewed wall that stopped pretty much all incursions. And then he worked with the Mexican government and Central American governments to get the refugees to stay there. He rebooted ICE so they could actually not just catch and release, but deport. It took a lot of work. And just to throw that away in 60 days, I don't know, out of spite or out of an agenda, I don't know. But here in California, John, almost immediately, I think it was on March 5th, we had people just coming, driving right through the old fence that hadn't been replaced yet. And we had a one van had 19 people in it. It was hit by a semi. It was overloaded, of course, and 13 people died. We had another one with, I think, over 20, another big van, and it caught on fire. We had over 40 people almost immediately after this was announced. Then we have Gavin Newsom, who's facing a recall for a variety of issues, from his inept leadership to the COVID disaster here. And the first thing he said the other day was that an alt-right group is recalling him, and because they're angry about this border crisis and the browning of California, which is really insulting because so many of the people that I know who signed the recall petition were Mexican-American. And so I think they're just desperate, they being the progressive left. I don't think they had any idea of the bad optics or that they're toady-ish media would actually report the truth. They thought that they would cover for them. Biden doesn't seem to know what's going on. And even Mr. Mayorkas, he can't just say, please don't come because it's against the law to come in the United States the way you're doing it. He has to hedge on that as well. Please come later when we can facilitate your law breaking. It's not going to be a sustainable argument or talking point.
One of the ambitions of the Biden administration is what is called a comprehensive immigration reform bill, a big package for all of these troubles. However, do you measure that comprehensive immigration, and which talks about a path to citizenship, has that been set back by this phenomenon on the border, by these rising arrests? Has this undermined Mr. Biden's own ambition?
I think it has. The polls that I've looked at suggest 70% of Americans, that's up, oppose illegal immigration. And the word comprehensive, quote unquote, is really a euphemism or a synonym, better, for amnesty. And remember that any time that any president, Republican or Democrat, has had a widespread amnesty, Ronald Reagan did it and the Simpson Mazzoli in 1986, Barack Obama did it with executive orders, and Joe Biden had announced a 4 to 5 million person amnesty. The immediate result was the loss of border deterrence and a great influx that followed. And anybody knew that. It was empirically obvious. And so when he announced these amnesties were coming, everybody knew what was going to happen. The only mystery, John, is the Democratic Party so eager to recalibrate or reboot the demography of the American Southwest that they were just open and flagrant about it? They didn't think anybody would dare object, because in the past you were a racist or a xenophobe or a nativist to suggest that this was not fair to American citizens. When you add COVID in the mixture, John, and you have people locked down still in many states and travel restrictions, and then the government is saying, you American citizens, stay in your house. You're not going to be able to gather. You may not even be able to have 4th of July in your backyard, but we're not going to test or vet anybody of the many thousands that are coming across the border illegal. That's not going to work with American people.
Has Mr. Biden given himself a remedy? Has he suggested that he can answer this? Because right now, saying not yet encourages, doesn't discourage, not yet.
No, he's in a bind. He's in a dilemma of his own making, because once he did this Faustian bargain and sold his soul to the hard left, they're not going to let him out of it. So he has to say not yet rather than no, because he's saying to the left, okay, we'll get in millions of people in my 4 years just like you wanted, but I can't do it if the optics are too bad, so let's hold off. So he's a captive of the left. He always was. And then what's even stranger, this blaming of Donald Trump, who left a very stable, quiet border, to Biden, in the same way he left 1 million people being vaccinated per day under Operation Warp Speed, in the same way the Middle East is pretty relatively quiet in that it hasn't seen in a long time, that quiet. And yet Biden seems intent on taking stable situations, destroying them or upsetting them or deteriorating them, and then blaming Donald Trump for the consequences.
You mentioned California, which your neighborhood, all around you are people who come from other parts of the world originally. It's California is a blend of everyone, but they're citizens. That's why they're living with you. What is their opinion of what's happening on the border? Do they see this as disruptive in their lives?
Yeah, I just talked to some of them. Some of them mean people who are quote unquote not white, whether they're Punjabis or they're from the Middle East or if they're from China or Taiwan or they're Mexican American. And it's obvious the two common complaints are, I have a brother in India. I have a cousin in Taipei. How come they can't come in? They're waiting. What does it mean that, you know, not now, but you can come in unlawfully? Why my cousin with a PhD in biochemistry has waited 6 years? Well, that's not popular. And then the Mexican American community says, wait a minute. We have advanced placement courses finally in our rural Hispanic schools, the public schools, and now all of a sudden we're going to get thousands more of Central Americans. They're not going to know English. We're going to have to go back to bilingual special instructions. We won't have enough funding for advanced placement. We're going to get gangs in our neighborhood. Our children don't speak Spanish anymore. Anytime we get illegal aliens coming into the community, they tend to pick on, the gangs do, Mexican-American youth. They call them gringos that don't speak Spanish or sellouts or whatever. So they're the fully assimilated middle class. Mexican Americans are not, they're no more supportive than I would be if we brought in a million Swedish Americans unlawfully. I would be very much against it. And so this myth of this, you know, intersectionality of all of these supposedly non-white groups supporting Joe Biden's open borders is a myth.
Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution commenting on the growing crisis at the border. The numbers continue, and the administration has yet to say more than not yet. When we come back, what Victor regards as noble lies that we live by, stories we tell ourselves to be acceptable in our culture today. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.